Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I don't know about you, but I've come to worship tonight.
Amen.
And I'm just going to be obedient. We're going to do this again. Brother said bring the book. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We ought to be ready.
Amen.
We ought to be, as we were sitting there, I got to thinking about the message that we were going to be preaching tonight, and some of the songs that was sung. I got to thinking, you know, we ought to be the happiest that there is.
Amen.
Where's the overalls at? Didn't think I'd do that from the pulpit. There's some liberty here tonight. Hey, but let me tell you something, beloved. I'm glad to be in the Lord's house where there's liberty, where that we can lift up our voices and sing, where that we can lift up our voices and shout, because there's places all across this land that you can't do that anymore. Listen, I'm glad to be in the Lord's house. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad to know that there's going to be one day, amen, that the Lord is going to step out. Amen. There's a lot of people, amen, that don't like shouting, but they don't like the book. Because the Bible says, amen, that he's going to step out one day. Amen. And there's going to be a shout with the voice of the archangel. Amen. And he's going to come back. Amen. And he's going to take his children to that place that he has prepared for them. Let me tell you something, beloved. There's been several times in this service that it could have got sideways. Amen. And out of control. It wouldn't have bothered me a bit if it had. Amen. I'd have went home happy anyways. I could leave right now and say, hey, it was good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Not because. Amen. I had a good cry, Tommy. Amen. Because there was one. Amen. That loves me. Enough to shed his blood. Amen. He came with us tonight. Listen, beloved, we ought to be the happiest that there is. Listen, I want to preach tonight. I might as well, I ain't even going to get to the scripture. The Bible says I'm going to preach, listen, not the same message that I preached the last time that I was here, but I'm going to use the same scripture. The Bible said that Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, amen, he was giving him some instruction. Amen, oh Paul, listen, he was first week choir boy. Listen, he knew what it was like, amen, to serve the Lord when it was easy. He knew what it was like to serve the Lord when it was hard. Listen, this is not just somebody, amen, giving Timothy advice. Amen, this is some man of God. Amen, it's laying it down, knowing that his time is short. And he's telling Timothy, giving him some instruction. I'm thankful today for godly instruction. Amen, and he said, Timothy, he said, preach the word. Hey, listen, beloved, it's high time. Amen, that God's people, amen, begin to preach the word. Listen, I know that we've been preaching it. Amen, and we've been preaching it. You say, why? Let me back up just a second. Amen, I see this tonight. Amen, as Paul was telling Timothy, listen, preach the word. Stand on it as positional. Amen, don't preach nothing else. Listen, preach the word, because it's good for reproof. It's good for correction. It's good for doctrine. Hey, let me tell you, it's good for whatever that it is that ails you today. Listen, last time that I was here, I preached about, amen, I got into Nehemiah, amen, about when Ezra brought the book. And the Bible said that when he got out there, amen, that whenever Ezra came, they built him a pulpit of wood. When he come out with the book, listen, all the people stood up. Amen, listen, that's a desire for the word. You say, why did they have a desire? Such a desire for it. Listen, it had been a long time without it. Listen, I want to preach tonight. The Bible said that Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season, out of season. I want to preach tonight, amen, about that out of season part. But I've got to finish the in season. You see, the in season, Tommy, amen, that's easy preaching. Amen, when Ezra walked out there, amen, they said, I bring the book, they all stood up. Or excuse me, when he opened the book, they all stood up. But they said, bring the book, Ezra. Amen, they had a desire to hear it. Listen, and beloved, tonight, oh, as we begin to read, amen, say that he began to preach, but he began to read. Amen, Brother Tommy, in the day that we live in, if we stood, amen, and we started reading like Ezra did, amen, you give them about 2 hours, listen, and there would be people, amen, that would get up, amen, and walk out. Listen, now listen, I want you to understand, amen, this is going to be, amen, I want to encourage you tonight. I don't want you to think I'm trying to discourage you, but I'm trying to encourage you. Amen, listen, those people that sat there, amen, they some that might get up and leave. Amen, but bless God, they some, amen, it's going to sit there and they're going to listen. Amen, their backside might get sore, but they're going to listen because they desire the Word. Listen, he began to read the Word. And the Bible said that as he began to read the Word, amen, it done what that it's supposed to do. Amen, they realized and recognized, amen, how that they had overstepped the laws of God. They realized just where that they was at. Listen, and the Bible says, amen, that they began to weep and they began to cry, amen, over their sin. Listen today, beloved, when God's people get to the place when God's Word, amen, begins to touch in the heart, amen, it'll have its way. Hey, listen today, beloved, that's easy preaching. I want to preach tonight, this time to you, amen, about when at the Bible, or Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. He said, be instant in season and out of season. Listen, I want to preach a little bit tonight. I try to finish the message up. I want to preach tonight about that out of season. Listen, beloved, I tried to get to it the last time that I was here. Amen, but the Lord just kept taking me another way and taking me another way. Amen, he knew there was going to be a time that I could come back here. I just want to say this. Amen, I'm here. Amen, not by a call of Tommy and not by a call of Thomas. Amen, but the Lord sent me here. Amen, to finish this message. Listen, beloved, there's coming a time, Paul said, amen, when they would not hear sound doctrine, but they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Listen today, beloved, he wasn't talking about the world. Listen, the world, amen, is the world. Amen, he was talking about the church. I want to preach just a few minutes, amen, about Jeremiah. Amen, when do we need to preach the Word? Every time that we get to, amen, we need to be ready. Amen, we need to be instant in season, out of season. Amen, that out of season old Jeremiah, amen, the Lord called him to preach. Amen, he tried to talk the Lord out of it. He said, I'm too young. Amen, the Lord told him, he said, I'll be with you. Amen, the Bible said, amen, that the Lord reached down and put his hand, amen, on Jeremiah's mouth. Amen, he said, signifying that I have put my Word into your mouth. Jeremiah, amen, if you get in the Bible and you begin to read what God told Jeremiah to do, amen, I want you to think about this. He said, you go in. He said, you root out. He said, you tear down. Amen, let me tell you something, beloved. Oh, Jeremiah, amen, he went to preaching. I believe that he preached it, amen, with everything that he had. I believe that he preached, amen, to everybody, amen, that he could. Amen, you get in Jeremiah, I believe it's around the 7th chapter, you'll get to the place where that the Lord told him, go down, amen, to the gates of the temple, amen, to proclaim the Word there. Oh, Jeremiah, amen, he went down and he began to preach. Listen, there's another, you get on down, amen, and I think it's the 27th verse of the 7th chapter. Amen, there's a place where the Lord tells Jeremiah, he says, Jeremiah, he says, you go preach. But I'm just here to tell you right now, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to hear you. Amen, but he said, preach it anyways. Amen, listen, beloved. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. Amen, why preach the Word? Amen, because the Word, according to Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 12th verse is quick and it's powerful. Amen, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the desires and the intents of the heart. Let me tell you something, the older that I get, amen, the deeper that I get into this thing, amen, I find that the Lord no longer uses a chainsaw, amen, to slice things off of me, amen, but he uses, amen, a scalpel. Amen. Getting down to the fine, to the nitty gritty. Amen. That's what the word will do. Amen. We're sitting in a generation. Amen. Where that they are walking out. Amen. A church after church. They've walked out of my church. They've walked out of your church because of the things. Amen. Of this world. But I'm here to tell you. Amen. The world is ever changing. But the Bible says, amen, it's the word of God. Amen. That it standeth sure. I'm just here to tell you tonight. Amen. That the word of God, amen, it'll stand when the world's on fire. Amen. We need to preach the word. Amen. We need to be instant in season, out of season. Amen. We need to preach it positionally. Amen. We need to preach it practically. Paul said, I came not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Amen. We need to preach it purposefully. Isaiah 55:11. He said, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. Amen. It will not return unto me void. I'm just here to tell you today. I just keep preaching it. Just keep preaching it. Amen. There's nowhere. Amen. That you're going to find. Amen. That Paul told Timothy, make them believe it. He just said, preach it, folks. All we can do is preach it. You say, where do we need to preach it? We need to preach it in the church. We need to preach it everywhere that we go. Amen. We need to preach it just as passionately as you can. Amen. Listen, when you stand and sing, you know what you're doing. Amen, brother. You're preaching the word. You know what you do when you testify about how good God is. You're preaching the word. Amen. Listen, it bothers me. Amen. When people stand, amen, and they testify, amen, about how their kidneys is hurting, their knees are hurt, their ankles hurting. Amen. And they never give God the glory. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, what we ought to do is every time that we open our mouth, amen, and testify, amen, it ought to be about the goodness of God. Amen. How good that He is. Listen today, beloved. Oh, Jeremiah, he wasn't told to preach to them and make them believe it. Amen. He was just told to preach. Amen. How ought we? Amen. To preach it. Amen. We ought to preach it. Amen. Like we believe it. Amen. They come out there. Amen. They'll get to preaching and you don't know. Amen. If they believe it or not. But listen today, beloved. There's a lot of folks out there. Amen. That are preaching. Amen. What they've heard. Amen. We need to get in the book. Amen. And we need to understand. Amen. We need to preach it precisely. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. We need to rightly divide the word of truth. Let me tell you about the word. Amen. It'll get down. Amen. Into your heart. Amen. It said there in Hebrews 4:12 that it is a discerner of the desires and the intents of the heart. Amen. Listen, you can fool yourself. You can fool your preacher. Amen. But you're not going to fool God. Hey, listen today, beloved.
Yeah.
Oh, if there's ever been a time that we need to preach it.
Amen.
Hey, I ain't talking about the easy preaching.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks. Hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I like it when it's easy. I don't like it when it's hard. I don't like it when you come in. Amen. And everybody's arms are crossed. Amen. I don't like it. Amen. Whatever. Listen, beloved, it's hard singing. I don't like it when it's hard praying. Amen. But I'll just tell you. Amen. That's been some of the times. Amen. That God has shown up the most. Listen today, beloved. I like easy preaching. Listen, beloved, but I don't like a hard preaching. But let me tell you something. I believe. No, let me back up. It ain't I believe. But the Bible says, amen, that it'll wax worse and it'll wax worse. Can I tell you who that Jeremiah was preaching to? Amen. Jeremiah was preaching to the children of Israel. Amen. In today's time, he was preaching to the church. Listen today, beloved. We need to get to the point whether we desire the word. Jeremiah, he went down to the Lord's house, to the gate, and he began to preach. And I believe that he preached it just as we said. I believe he preached it positionally. I believe that he preached it practically. I believe that he preached it personally. I believe that he preached it passionately. And I believe that he preached it precisely, just as the Lord gave it to him.
Yeah.
But the Bible said that the Lord told him, he said, you preach it. He said, but they ain't going to hear it. Listen today, beloved, there may be kinds. Amen, that we get to the point in this thing. Amen, I'm just glad today to say that God has always, amen, left a remnant. Amen, yeah. What is a remnant? Now, I'm going to give you the Thomas Bonanda version of it. Amen, it's a little bit of what used to be. But you know what? Amen, I believe that what he was telling him was to take a stand on the Word of God. Amen, we've got people here tonight. Amen, by your presence. Amen, yeah. You said, I'm going to make a stand on the Word of God. Come what may, I'm going to be there. Amen. I'm going to sing and I'm going to shout. Listen today, beloved. That hard preaching. Listen, when do we preach it? Amen. We preach it when they don't listen to it. Amen. When do we preach it? Amen. I've heard people say, amen, there's a woman over my church. Amen. She has prayed and she prayed for her husband. There's been preachers there before me that prayed for her husband. Preachers before them. Let's pray for her husband. Amen. I'm sure. Amen. She probably got tired sometimes. Amen. Of praying for her husband. In prayer requests, she's even said, I want you to pray for my husband. Hey! Love. Listen, it was one Wednesday night. Amen. We was there. Amen. There wasn't a whole lot going on. Amen. Danny walked out the parking lot. And then a few minutes later, he come up. I done started teaching. He come up and he done like that, told me to come on. Amen. I turned the service over to somebody. Don't really remember who it was. Amen. Went downstairs. And there stood her husband. Amen. Years of praying. Years of praying. Amen. Listen, there he stood. Yeah. We began to talk for a minute. He said, it's time. I said, you want to do it right here? You want to go to the altar? He said, let's go to the altar. Listen, we headed up the steps. He never stopped at his wife. Amen. She was sitting there. She looked around and seen him. And it was like, hey! A few minutes later, amen, she realized what was going on. Amen, he got up and he got up saved. Listen today, beloved. What do we need to do? Amen, we need to continue preaching it. The Bible said that Jeremiah got to a point. I'm just going to preach a minute. Amen, Brother Tommy, it don't matter. Amen, if there's just one or two here, preach it, son, preach it. Stand on it. Amen, if you come in, amen, and there's somebody that's not here, and they got up and walked out. I'm just here to tell you, stand on it. Stand on it, because when you stand before God, amen, it won't be you and them. It'll be you and him. Listen today, beloved. We just need to keep praying. Keep praying. We need to keep preaching. Listen, there was a point that Jeremiah got to. He said, I was in derision daily. You know what was going on? They was making fun of him. He's preached and he's preached and he's preached and he's preached. Amen. And ain't nobody doing what he's preaching. Nobody's listening. Amen. Nobody's coming to the altar. Nobody's doing this and nobody's doing that. I believe Jeremiah got, amen, just a little bit fed up. I believe he got just a little bit tired. Amen. But there was a time, amen, when Jeremiah told the Lord, that he wasn't going to make mention of even his name anymore. But you know what? Hey, I've got like that before. Amen. And the Lord's got a hold of me. Amen. He sent a little nudge. He sent a little wind. Amen. He created a big fire. Amen. And the Bible said, Jeremiah called out and said, Lord, it's like a fire set up in my bones. Let me tell you something, beloved. We need to just keep on preaching. Amen. Preach the word. Stand on it. Amen. Listen, there's 66 books right here. Amen. That you can preach out of. You don't need to preach out of the newspaper. You need to preach out of this. Why else? When else do we need to preach it? Listen today, beloved. You get in the book of Habakkuk. Amen. And you're going to find a time. Amen. And the children of Israel's lives. Oh, Habakkuk didn't know what was going on. What you hear in Habakkuk, amen, is a conversation between him and God. Oh, Habakkuk didn't know the plan of God. But you know what? He knew who God was. Listen, we may not know what God's plan is, and we may not know the purpose, amen, for the things that come upon point where we don't understand why something's happening. Amen. What was going on in Habakkuk's time? Amen. Habakkuk could look out. Amen. And he could see the enemy. Amen. Coming right at him. And there was nothing that stood between them and the enemy. Amen. It was sure. Amen. That the Lord was going to allow them. Amen. To overtake them. Listen today. What did old Habakkuk do? He said, I'll get into my high tower. Let me tell you something today. You just keep preaching it. Amen. Whenever the enemy is coming. Amen. And you see him coming. Amen. And there ain't a thing you can do about it. Amen. You just keep preaching. You just keep hoping. You just keep holding on. Amen. And watch what God can do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He said, preach the word. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It's a tried word. Psalm 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. Hey, listen to this. It is a right word. Psalms 33 and verse number 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. James 1:18 says of his own will, why preach the word? Listen, beloved, if anybody is going to get saved, they'll get saved when the word of God is preached. Listen, James 1:18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Listen, 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Listen, when do we preach it? Every chance that we get, be ready. Every opportunity, listen, when you walk out of these doors, every person you meet, every opportunity that you have, preach the word. Amen. There's a lot of folks that don't like it when I say this. Amen. But listen, preach the word. Amen. With your actions, and if you've had you have to use words. Let me tell you something. Amen. There's a lot of folks. Amen. A lot of God's people. Amen. Have got sour on God. They've left the Lord. Amen. Listen, I'm just here to tell you. Yeah. Amen. Your actions will prove a lot more than what your words will. Yeah. You say, well, preacher, what do I need to do? Amen. Let me tell you something. What you need to do is get in his word. Amen. Because you know what you'll find in his word. Amen. You'll find God Almighty in his word. Listen today, beloved, there's a lot of folks that are preaching theology. Amen. Preaching theology, theological things. Amen. You better be careful of what that you preach. Amen. Because you might find yourself preaching C.S. Lewis. You might find yourself preaching, amen, some other person besides preaching God. When you preach out of this right here, amen, you're preaching God. You're preaching Jesus. You're preaching the Word.
Amen.
It's the only thing that'll save us. It's the only thing that'll keep us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm praying for revival. I'm praying for a nationwide revival.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let me preach a minute. I ain't preaching, or I ain't praying, listen, for a series of meetings. I'm preaching for revival. Or praying. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm praying for revival.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't praying about 7 days of meetings. I'm talking about a revival I'm talking about a return, amen, of God's people, amen, unto God, unto God's word. I'm talking about, listen, God's preachers, amen, God's pastors, turning back, amen, to God. You say, what are you preaching about? Amen, listen, in between the book of Habakkuk, amen, in the book of Matthew, there's about 400 years, amen, of silence there that we understand. But listen, beloved, if you get into the book of Habakkuk, amen, that being, amen, God knows that he's not going to be speaking, amen, for about 400 years. Amen, you might think that he would be patting people on the back. Amen, he'd be pampering them up and pounding their backsides. Let me tell you something, what that he did do. Amen, he started with the priest. Amen, and he worked his way, amen, all the way down. Amen, he got on them. Amen, about what they were doing. Amen, burning strange fire. Amen, accepting animal sacrifices. Amen, that were lame. Things that they wasn't supposed to do. Amen, when do we need to preach it? Amen, when nobody else is.
Yeah, amen.
When nobody's listening. And when nobody's worried about it.
Amen.
The devil is trying to lull the church in. The devil is trying to lull the church into a sleep, into a slumber that he can walk in. And I'm just here to tell you today, beloved, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's been tried and it's been proven true.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I'm out of notes.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, when we walk out of here, I've got one more thing. You know, there's sometimes the Lord allows us to be in places. Brief moments. Those just brief moments. Tonight was one of them. I had one of those brief moments. And I just about started shouting. Sis, I was right here on the altar when you come in beside me. You had your little one with you, didn't you? I thought about what about the time? What about the time if we keep standing, if we keep preaching, amen, the time when that youngin', amen, gets to the age of accountability, amen, and the Lord begins to go to talking into his heart, amen, and tells him that he's lost, amen, whether he reaches around and gets mama, or rather he pushes her out of the way, amen, what about the time, amen, and he slides in up here to this altar, amen, to get saved, you say, preacher, where are you going with that, amen, getting judges, the second chapter, amen, on Joshua, amen, he led the children of Israel, amen, and the Bible says that the elders, amen, that he had, amen, that they worshiped God, they followed God, and they praised God, amen, but Joshua died, amen, and the elders died too, and the Bible says in the Judges, the second chapter, it says, and there was a generation that knew not God, or the works that he'd done in their lives. I'm just telling you right now, I preach it from generation. Amen. If everybody quits, don't quit.
Amen.
It's imperative. It's imperative,
yes,
that we preach,
that's right,
the word.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I've tried my best tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
To preach to you what God's given me.
Thank you, Lord.
Now let me tell you why I'm here. Y'all know I'm 9 weeks, something like that, out of a total knee replacement. I've been in rehab. I think I was in rehab 8 weeks, 7 weeks, something like that. We're all in rehab, ain't we?
Amen.
We're all recovering sinners.
Yeah.
Amen. And I have learned there's a little place down there on 321. That place, there may not be anybody in there know it, but that place is holy. Lord's been in there. I've been on shouting. I've cried walking out of there. My last day, I was talking with Tammy Birchfield, and I walked out crying. Now, listen, I've got to go to their church and preach a message. But listen, we're all recovering sinners. Amen. Listen, yeah. God's put people in our lives, amen, to help us, to encourage us. Amen. What we need to do is we need to listen to that, and we need to make up our minds. Listen, that we're going to go on. Listen, it don't matter the hurt. It don't matter what's going on. We need to make up our minds yeah. that we're going to go on.
Amen.
My last day of therapy, I was on my way there. I knew it was going to be my last day because of the way that she was talking and the way the discussions that we had been having. Got about halfway up 321, and the Lord spoke to me. I'm going to be quick. Lord spoke to me, and he said, the rest is up to you. And I thought, boy, that'll preach. I'm going to write that down. I reached over and wrote it down. And most of the time, you can see this. I've got about 75 of these at the house, just plumb full of notes. I write, go to writing down when the Lord goes to talking. I wrote it down, and it said, the rest is up to you. And that was it. You could cue the crickets. They wasn't another word said. I thought, well, there that one goes. Maybe the Lord will give it to me later. Amen. Bless God, I was right. I got in that place, and every time that lady would tell me to do something, amen, the Lord would nudge me this way, and then he would nudge me that way. He'd say, you need to listen. Amen. It got to a point, and she said, you know what? She said, I believe. Amen. She said, I believe that you're good enough. Amen. You're doing things that my other patients have not done and do not do. Listen, don't think anything of it. Most of her patients are like 75 and 80. Amen. I'm 53. Amen. But let me tell you something. She said, you're doing things, amen, that others can't do. She said, you're kneeling, you're doing all this stuff. And she said, I believe that we're going to discharge you. Amen. I mean, you know what the Lord done? Amen. The Lord spoke up again. He said, the rest is up to you. Hey, listen, beloved brother Tommy, not long ago, amen, he had texted me. He said, will you pray about coming and preaching at my church? I said, yes, I will. It took me a long time, amen, to get here. Amen. And after I preached that night, amen, I went home. Amen. And I got to thinking, I never did finish that message. Lord, I needed to go here. And Lord, I needed to go there. Amen. Will you have Tom, brother Tommy? Just give me a call. Just give me a nod. Amen. You know what the Lord said? He said, it's up to you if you go back. I got down on my knees. Amen. I waited for a little while. I got down on my knees the other day. Amen. I laid at the end of my bed. I get the book of Ruth, and you'll understand that. That's the place. Amen. Of submission. I got down at the end of my bed. Amen. And I said, Lord, hey, listen, I said, Lord, if you want me to go out there and finish that message, I'll give Brother Tommy a call. I'll give him a text. Amen. And I'll ask him, can I come back out there and finish that message? Amen. Can I tell you something, beloved? What was it? It was a commitment issue. Amen. You know what? The Lord told me, amen, the rest is up to you. If you want to go and preach, amen, you want to go and preach, you go because I sent you. Amen. Listen, I'm just glad to tell you tonight, amen, the Lord is still sending. The Lord is still calling. His word is still true. It's still saving. It's still changing. It's still the same.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, sometimes even preachers get fouled up.
Yeah.
We're never too old to learn. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering.
Yeah.
That's our message tonight. Ask me if they would to come and get a song.
Amen.